and welcome to the Mean Time to Insight podcast, brought to you by Enterprise Management Associates and presented by EMA Vice President of Research, Seamus McGillicuddy. The EMA Mean Time to Insight podcast explores emerging trends and technologies in the world of network infrastructure and operations.
Hey, everyone. This is Seamus McGillicuddy, Vice President of Research at Enterprise Management Associates, here to bring you this month's episode of Mean Time to Insight, my podcast on network infrastructure and operations. Today, I'm going to talk about AI and its expected impact on wide area networks, or the WAN, as people often say, because it's less of a mouthful. My thoughts on this were instigated by some research that Cisco put out recently. The name of the report, you can find it on their website. You can Google it. AI Impact on Wide Area Networks. Pretty straightforward title. And I found the findings in that research pretty interesting. It aligned with some of the themes that I've been seeing in my own research. One of the first things that that report from Cisco noted was AI inference, that is the activity of AI models interacting with data to drive insights, to make predictions, to create content. That activity is generating a lot of traffic growth. Specifically, AI inference traffic on the wide area network is currently growing by a factor of 10x, which is a huge growth rate. Today, inference traffic from AI on the enterprise wide area networks, that is relatively small, but at that growth rate, it's going to become pretty significant quickly, which begs the question, like, is your network ready for that? Also, that research from Cisco noted that AI inference traffic flows are not the same as other wide area network traffic flows. Specifically, like when you're looking at an enterprise wide area network, a lot of the traffic is web-based, like web traffic, like web transactions, interactions with web applications, things like that. You might be interacting with Zoom, for instance, or you might be interacting with a SaaS application for ERP or CRM or whatever. The AI inference traffic behaves differently from that traffic. It lasts longer. It's twice as long due to things like token by token generation. As AI is generating tokens to complete a task, it just lasts longer. It requires flow-aware networks and security systems to ensure that the network and the security infrastructure around it is able to provide connectivity and secure connectivity that can accommodate longer-lasting traffic flows. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm just going to do this transaction, I'm done, I'm going to start another transaction later. This is a continuous flow of information passing back and forth for a longer period of time. Also, AI generates upstream traffic at a higher rate than traditional web traffic. If you think about like your typical interaction at work, when you're using a network connection, you send a command or you click a button and then a lot of stuff downloads, maybe like 5, 6, 10x the amount of traffic coming down from the web onto your computer versus going up from your computer into the internet to web-based services or whatever. With AI, there tends to be more upstream traffic happening. Cisco's point of view is 9% of all AI inference traffic goes upstream rather than downstream, which is about 18 or 20 times what you see with typical web traffic. One of the reasons for that, you can think about like, oh, I'm dumping all these files into an AI application that's web-based, and now it's all uploading, and then it's going to send me its opinion or analysis or content based on that. And so you are sending a lot of content up the wire, for instance, for inference. Also, agents create swarms of traffic. That's some of the terminology Cisco's using here. Like, agents interact on networks differently than humans. They generate 450% more traffic per task than a human. You think about like every step of reasoning by an agent requires network communications, whereas humans do a lot of reasoning in their head and then they type something and click a button. So agents just are much more busy on the network than humans. And so there's a lot more load from that. Without AI traffic, enterprise network traffic is expected to grow by a factor of 2.5x over the next decade. But Cisco's research showed that with agentic AI being adopted, that growth rate will actually accelerate from 2.5x to 9x because of all the things we just said. Influence-related flows last longer. They generate more upstream traffic. They create swarms of traffic because they're interacting on the network more than humans. So all this points to the fact that as enterprises deploy AI inference workloads and agents, especially at the edge of their networks, network infrastructure and operations teams will need to actively manage the WAN to ensure it is supporting AI transformation. It's not just about like getting more bandwidth either. It is about managing that network actively. My research earlier this year, the Network Management Megatrends Research, which published in early May of this year, based on a survey of 350 network infrastructure and operations professionals, 43% of them said that the wide area network is a critical domain for AI performance as they are thinking about, you know, they're supporting their company's AI transformation strategies. 43% of them identified the WAN as a critical part of their network for that AI transformation, and they need to manage it proactively. That same research also found that 40% of network infrastructure and operations people are aware of or already deploying AI inference workloads at the edge of their networks over the next 2 years. That means it might be deployed, for instance, in their branch office, industrial edge, or something like that. It might be located in a managed environment, like a service provider's environment. A lot of service providers are starting to support AI inference workloads in their radio access networks, for instance, in their central offices and things like that. It might be edge cloud providers, you know. And as you are connecting those edge inference workloads with data, it's potentially going to generate a lot of WAN traffic. This leads to performance concerns for network operations teams. We asked in my research that I just cited, you know, what are the things that worry you as your enterprise adopts AI, like from a network performance perspective, what are you worried about in terms of managing that? 46% said, we're kind of worried that security controls are going to break AI inference. We don't have good collaboration with security teams on this. They are putting controls in place that we think are going to drive up latency and things like that and really break our efforts around optimizing the network for AI inference. That might be, for instance, like if traffic's being routed to secure access service edge points of presence that introduce a little bit more to your latency budget. Or maybe firewalls at the edge of your network that are slow to inspect traffic for whatever reason. Maybe you've got 10,000 policies on there and it's slowing down your inspection engine. So you need to think about that. 42% said they're anticipating problems with being able to isolate performance issues to networks versus applications and things like that. So that means that they need network observability tools that can help them identify where performance issues are specific to AI applications. And they're going to need network observability tools that are intelligent about AI workloads. 34% of the people we surveyed said that they're concerned about the network's impact on their overall latency budget and tail latency and things like that. That is specific to the edge of the network. And then 28% said they're worried their wide area network or their backhaul networks are going to be dealing with congestion that impacts distributed inference, which means they need to not only engineer their wide area network to be better about congestion, which is not easy to do when you're working with multiple service providers, but they also have to have tools in place that can detect congestion quickly and effectively and provide insight to operations teams so they can act quickly to route around that congestion. We believe at EMA that network operations teams right now should be thinking about whether their network observability tools are ready to help them with this massive amount of growth of inference traffic on wide area networks. As we said, like earlier, the Cisco research found that over the next decade, without AI workloads, wide area network traffic expected to grow by a factor of 2.5 over the next decade. But when you add AI to that, it accelerates to 9x, like 9x growth in WAN traffic. You need to actively monitor and manage your wide area networks to make sure that this explosion in growth is introduced to your networks gracefully and that you can manage capacity actively and detect problems quickly and solve them. Unfortunately, 35% of the people we surveyed this year said that they are completely confident in their network observability tools to support operations for AI traffic on their networks. 35%. So most people are telling us we see gaps. The confidence was lowest amongst the Fortune 500 in our survey too. Like, the very largest companies are the most pessimistic about their tooling right now, which is unfortunate. They usually have the most budgets and they have large tool sets. And despite that fact, they are not ready. Our research identified several factors that undermine a sense of readiness for AI traffic on your WAN when it comes to your network observability tools. One, the network operations team believes that they have an ineffective approach to managing public cloud networks. And that can mean we have tools that are bad at monitoring our public cloud footprint. We don't have end-to-end architecture with consistent IP addressing, consistent security controls, consistent routing, consistent access controls, things like that. And one of the reasons for that is because a lot of AI applications are being deployed in public cloud, neo cloud. Some of that, if you have a blind spot or a lack of control in the public cloud network, it's going to contribute to problems with your ability to manage your WAN for AI traffic. You need a better end-to-end approach. Ineffective or unready network observability tools also correlate associated with low confidence in data quality in those tools. Like people who told us that they think that they have one or more network observability tools where the data quality is suspect for whatever reason, packet drops, errors, summarization, no raw telemetry, things like that, they are feeling less ready for managing AI. People who said they have limited to no automation of day two network operations also were less confident. These are people who maybe have some scripts or playbooks, runbooks that are triggered in response to certain types of events that their tools detect, but they don't have the ability to really automate analysis. Maybe they're lacking good automation around event correlation and problem isolation and root cause analysis and planning remediation. They need more automation there. And because they don't have it, they don't feel like they're going to be able to keep up with this explosion of traffic on their WAN. And then finally, people were less confident in their tools to support AI operations. If they had a fragmented tool set, they have dealing with a lot of sprawl. And it's not necessarily the fact that they have a lot of tools. It's more that they don't have integration between the tools that they have. They have, you know, 4 or 5 tools from 2 to 4 vendors, and there's limited integration between them. And that limited integration is leaving them feeling unprepared for AI traffic on the wider network. We asked these people, what kinds of tool enhancements would help you with managing AI traffic explosions on your network, whether it's the WAN or elsewhere? The biggest ask, the biggest thing on their wish list was agentic operations capabilities. Literally AI to manage AI. 51% of them said, we're looking for AI-powered troubleshooting and remediation capabilities. Also, 55% of IT professionals tell us today that AI features are now a requirement for their network management tool. They need it to solve problems because they're stretched thin. They don't have enough people to manage the networks already, and things are getting more complex and higher stakes as they adopt AI. So they need to apply AI to augment their existing operators. They also told us, 49% of them, that they'd really find it useful to have proactive alerting for AI-related network performance risks. Like, oh, this network observability tool understands how latency specifically harms AI inference workloads on your WAN. Being able to do that kind of analysis and report on it and be predictive about it is recognized by network operators as very useful. 47% of them told us, we need real-time packet monitoring that has AI awareness. That means, like, you know, a lot of real-time packet monitoring vendors have huge libraries of AI, of applications that they can recognize through signatures and things like that. They basically are saying, we need those packet analytics vendors to expand those libraries to support the explosion of AI applications on the market, and also be able to be customizable so that they can create signatures for their own homegrown AI applications as well to manage those on the WAN. And then finally, 40% of them said, we need real-time streaming network telemetry. SNMP-based, pole-based monitoring with 5-minute intervals is not sufficient for us to have visibility into AI application performance risk. There are things like microbursts and brief moments of congestion that can break inference, and a 5-minute polling interval is not going to see that and it's going to leave us scratching our heads about why something failed, why we're getting tickets from an AI agent that can't connect to something. So streaming real-time telemetry is essential, and we're starting to see more vendors support that, even though there still is a lack of consensus around what kinds of standards to use for that. And speaking of streaming telemetry, I want to just point out something I heard in a conversation earlier this year with a network tools lead at a Fortune 500 retailer. He said, we're standardizing to open telemetry, which theoretically could be used as a real-time streaming network telemetry standard, although I haven't seen full adoption of it across network management vendors or full availability and support of it yet. This network tools lead said he's standardizing open telemetry at the edge. As he said, where our customer-facing AI agents are deployed, we're also implementing data pipelines and we're doing a lot of filtering and deduplication and standardization to take control of that data. So he's got open source network observability tools in place. He's implementing open telemetry to get that streaming real-time visibility from the edge of his network to get better visibility into how his customer-facing agents are interacting, not just with customers, but also interacting with data and generating data that goes across the wide area network. So all of that points to the fact that as Cisco puts out this research about how AI is going to lead to explosion of traffic on the wide area network that behaves differently from the types of application generated traffic we see today. It's a clarion call to network infrastructure and operations professionals to really think not just about how they're going to update and modernize their WAN wide area network architecture to support this traffic explosion, but also how they're going to update their network observability tools and their network operations procedures to actively manage the network for these applications to ensure that AI inference is successful across the wired area network. So that's my research-based reaction to the report that Cisco put out recently. If you have any questions about it or you want to talk about it or jump on the podcast to talk about it, get in touch with me. You can reach me at Shamus, S-H-A-M-U-S, at emausa.com. Or you can reach out to me at LinkedIn at Shamus McGillicuddy. I'm easy to find on LinkedIn. And I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Shamus, for all your great insights on today's topic, and thank you to everyone who listened. Learn more about Enterprise Management Associates, research and consulting services by visiting enterprisemanagement.com.